everyone, and welcome to the Historic Normandy Show, the podcast that leaves no stone unturned. In Normandy, popular culture offers a great wealth of extraordinary tales. This one clearly demonstrates the fears and hopes of people in ancient times. It was a long time ago on the Normandy coast, in the port of Dieppe, in the Pole district. The fishermen's quarter, simple and very pious people, used to hard work, aware of the harshness of life and always imminent possible death. That night, a strong wind arose. At sea, the swell became powerful, rumbling. Furious waves crashed on the pier with a great uproar. Then the sky was torn, and a terrible storm spewed immense lightning on the Norman little town. Slammed in their homes, the inhabitants quickly closed shutters and doors with a double turn to protect themselves from the fury of nature and the evil spirits who could still prowl in the alleys when God manifested his anger. The sacristan of Notre Dame du Pole, the small church where everyone came to pray, begging the Lord and all his saints to protect the men who had gone to sea, slept soundly, indifferent to the storm that was raging outside. But suddenly, a familiar sound woke him up from his sleep, and he jumped out of bed. The bell. Yes, the bell of Notre Dame, which had begun to ring. In the middle of the night. How was this possible? What was going on? It was strange. The sacristan believed at first that he had slept too much, and he thought that morning was already approaching and that he was late. Would someone else have been given the task of ringing the bell? It had never seen before. He dressed hastily, left his house in a hurry, and realized that it was still pitch dark, that it was raining heavily, and that the thunder did not stop. He told himself that was not normal, really, really not normal. He rushed through the narrow alleys to the church, opened the door, and there, in the dimness barely tempered by the flickering light of a few candles, he vaguely distinguished a compact crowd, absorbed in contemplation. Who were all these people? What was going on here? They were indeed saying a mass. A priest stood at the altar. Little by little, the sacristan's eyes became accustomed to this semi-darkness in which the whole building was immersed, and he was petrified on the spot. All the participants in this strange ceremony were dead. Yes, the inhabitants of the Pole, sailors swept away by the waves, crushed on the rocks, killed by cholera, or simply dead of exhaustion after an existence of too painful labor. The sacristan knew almost all of them. He had attended their funeral, he had offered a word of comfort to their widows and orphans crushed with grief and despair. When the time of communion came, the priest tried to lift the host, but he could not. It was heavier than lead, heavier than if all the angels of heaven clung to it to hold it. His face, or what was left of it, tensed with unspeakable pain, his hands twisted, his body trembling. Then he let out a frightful howl, which spread like a torrent of contagion through the whole crowd of ghosts. Turning to the sacristan, still paralyzed by fear at this macabre spectacle, the priest spoke to him in a chilling voice.
During my lifetime, I had vowed to offer a Mass in honor of Our Lady, but I have been inconsistent, and I forgot my promise. You know me, sacristan, you remember me. My ship broke on the rocks near the cliffs on Easter Monday, and I drowned. Now I am coming back to say this Mass myself, but I cannot achieve it, and I am burning hellfires, like all those you see here, who have committed the same fault. I beg you, go tell my son to never, never forget the Masses he promises. Go, carry my message.
A violent light spattered the whole church and blinded the sacristan, who rushed to the door, shouting with all his might, and fled at full speed in the folds of the night. This fantastic tale is part of the popular tradition of Dieppe, or more exactly of the Polet district. The fishermen of this very particular district, which stood for centuries outside the city walls itself, have over time developed a whole set of legendary stories and customs whose originality and diversity are remarkable. Death very often holds a preponderant place there. The small church in question here, where the living dead gathered, is in fact the medieval chapel of Notre-Dame-des-Grèves. The origin of this very old building probably dates back to the 11th century, and its construction may have been due to a vow made by an English sailor. Today, Notre-Dame-des-Grèves still exists, but don't expect to be able to observe the original building. This was abandoned at the very request of the inhabitants, who wanted to have a much larger place of worship, capable of accommodating the entire population of Polet. The pretty chapel from the Middle Ages has been demolished. The current building dates from the 19th century. Work began in 1843, and it was the Archbishop of Rouen who came to inaugurate it in 1849. Well, it was still necessary to wait until 1860 for its bell tower to be finally completed. To be completely honest, Dieppe offers heritage enthusiasts many fascinating buildings rich in history. But one cannot really say, on the other hand, that the architecture of this church is particularly inspiring. The whole building is very angular, of a downright austere appearance, with very few decorations. Moreover, at the time of its inauguration, many voices were heard to criticize it. It was called a square box without style, matching the military barracks and a nearby prison. I remember that a few years ago, an old sailor from Dieppe told me, laughing, that this church was so sad that even ghosts would refuse to haunt it. I look forward to seeing you soon for new discoveries in the historic Normandy show. And don't forget to subscribe to make sure you don't miss the next episodes. But for now, bye.